Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Donald Trump made a historic announcement that he will speed up the time to open the embassy in Jerusalem when? On the 70th anniversary of the founding of the State of Israel in May of 2018. The 70th anniversary. This is historic. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, presidents before President Trump promised to do what the Congress wanted them to do back in the 1990s, and that is move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. And George W. Bush said he would in his campaign speeches, and Obama, and none of them did it. But President Trump did it. He did what he's supposed to. He did what he should. He did what he promised. And he made that historic announcement in December of 2017. But even more so, he said, we're going to speed up the time. Mm-hmm. And we're literally opening up the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem on the 70th anniversary of the founding of the State of Israel. That occurred on May 14, 1948. 70 years later is May 14, 2018. To actually see this happening, Matt, is incredible.
Yeah.
That indeed we will be having our embassy in Jerusalem on the 70th anniversary. You couldn't get more historic than this. You couldn't write this script any better.
Yeah.
Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, has always been
right.
The capital of Israel, going back thousands of years.
And it's not just historic. It's got significant biblical import here. The number 70 has huge significance in biblical terms. Ancient Israel spent, 70 years in captivity in Babylon till they were freed. Seven, it's made up as a factor made up of two perfect numbers, seven representing perfection and 10 representing completeness and God's law. It symbolizes a perfect spiritual order carried out with all power. So to me, I was caught by the significance of this being on the 70th anniversary.
Yeah, this is amazing.
And granted, it'd be a small suite of offices, for the ambassador and probably for some of his close staff. But at least you'll have the sign out there, U.S. Embassy, on that date. And then eventually,
it'll be a functioning embassy.
Oh, absolutely. And then they'll eventually move the rest of it, So they're still working on the logistics. But the announcement came. We were celebrating. And we're actually going to be there, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. In fact, we actually have a Covenant Journey group of college students as part of our Covenant Journey ministry that literally will get on the plane the Monday after that anniversary and be there in Israel and have a life-changing experience.
That's going to be awesome.
But I'll be there before and during because I'll be there with Trinity Broadcasting Network. Matt Crouch will ultimately be there. And there are broadcast studios of TBN right there in Jerusalem overlooking the Temple Mount. Matt Crouch is inviting some people, Governor Mike Huckabee. Others are coming in to be there and do live broadcasting from the TBN studios. I've been invited to go there by Matt Crouch and TBN. So I'll be there doing some live broadcasting in Jerusalem and be there on this historic opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem.
Guys, it's been so exciting to see since President Trump has been in office, all the positive things and all the positive recognition that we've seen already for Israel.
Yeah, it's amazing. This is what should have been done a long time ago,
right.
But under this president, who would have thought that these kinds of things would be taking place at this time?
He's a man of action, yes.
He is a man of action. And, President Trump said, I promised, to look at these challenges with fresh eyes. He says that he is moving the U.S. Embassy. He held his promise despite backlash from the Palestinian Authority and some other foreign countries because this is the right thing to do.
And I like that he said, we cannot solve our problems by making the same failed assumptions and repeating the same failed strategies of the past. Amen to that.
Yeah. And notice that he's getting backlash, of course, from the Palestinian Authority and other terrorist organizations. Don't forget the Palestinian Authority is a terrorist enabler. They actually take American taxpayer dollars and pay people to carry out terrorism, encouraging suicide bombings and so forth, taking care of the families. So it's no surprise here that a group of people, the Arab nations around the world and the Palestinian Authority, that will accept nothing less than the utter destruction of Israel. Of course they're going to object to us pointing out the fact, to the historical reality, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and that the American embassy should be there. Of course they're going to push back on that. These are people who will settle for nothing short of the complete and utter annihilation of the state of Israel.
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier that this also has biblical ramifications too. The scriptures are very clear on the role and the plan of Israel in God's history. And, you know, Jerusalem has been the capital of Israel since the time of King David, thousands of years. This is where the prophets preached. This is where the kings ruled. This is where Jesus was born. This is where his ministry occurred.
From where he'll come back again.
I mean, it's just incredible, the biblical, historical meaning of this particular land, and also how it's been preserved. There's been nation after nation. You mentioned Babylon. There's Egypt, and there's Assyria, and there's Babylon, and there's so many other nations. Of course, in modern times, there's the Nazi regime, all intent on wiping out the Jews, dispersing them, and destroying the land. There's the various invasions of the Muslim conquest, and yet Israel still exists. The scriptures actually prophesied that a nation would be born in one day. And in fact, that's what happened on May 14, 1948, when the Balfour Declaration and the rule of Great Britain ultimately expired, when Great Britain pulled out its troops and they wanted to divide up the land and they pulled out the security. And it was on this May 14 when that was occurring. All these surrounding nations then used that opportunity to come after Israel to utterly destroy them. Egypt and Syria and so many others, Jordan and the surrounding Arab countries came after Israel to destroy them. And rather than destroy them, this little fledgling country with no army, almost kind of like the American Revolution, no organized army, came against the most powerful army in the world, Great Britain.
Small but mighty.
There you have the same thing happening in Israel.
Right.
And Israel survived, and we're 70 years later.
And thriving as well. I mean, look at all the technology. Look at all the amazing things that have come out of Israel.
You may have gone to Israel. Many of you listening may not have gone to Israel. Whether you have or not, I encourage you to take advantage of going to Israel with us on a life-changing trip with our Christians in Defense of Israel program. It's called the Liberty Ambassador Council VIP Tour. We're going there in 2019, and you can go to our website, Christians in Defense of Israel, CIDIsrael.org/take-the-trip, or go to just CIDIsrael.org. You'll find it there. Sign up for that event. You can also support our ministry, Covenant Journey, where we take Christian college students to Israel on a life-changing experience. And we're going to have a group there right at this 70th year anniversary of the founding of the modern state of Israel, Matt.
Yeah, and to his credit, again, going back to President Trump's declaration and movement in May here, after 8 years of an anti-Semitic president, we have the most pro-Israel president in recent memory.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, lc.org. We have lots of resources and information. We have our Covenant Journal, which goes through the various sites and the scripture references right there at lc.org in our online store. We also have the Patriot's Handbook on Reasons to Support Israel, Essential Reasons to Stand with Israel. You can order that as well. And our Why Israel Matters book. It's a full-color book. You want to have that on your coffee table. Not only is it a thing that can start questions and conversations, but it's exceptionally informative and beautiful. More information at lc.org. Remember, Liberty Council in your prayers and financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.